We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
This is Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah J.
Hi again.
We're here at Canal Days in Port Colborne.
Yes.
First time we've come out to chill with the crowd.
Yes, and it's always a fun time at Canal Days. I've come as a guest, but never as a, you know, our first table at Canal Days. So this is good. Okay. And we have with us
Candy Cosplay. Hamilton's Rockin' Raccoon.
Yes.
And Angelic Luca Cosplay.
Yes.
We're so happy they could join us here today.
Always. And because we put the call out for cosplayer friends, and they heeded the call, which is always fantastic.
I was in on this before you put the call out.
True, very true.
That's right.
She tags me. She's like, what, are we doing this? I'm like, I'm already in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had my feet in that. Like,
I saw Alex's post. I was like, they're all in. It's okay. It was like, yes. So, yeah. So, and of course, we're working on building up our YouTube channel, hence the camera. And I'm sorry. I keep hitting his recorder for the podcast. And
yes.
So we're trying to build up our YouTube channel and trying to get that going and off the ground, like a drone, which is my next purchase. I want a drone.
She keeps saying that.
I keep saying it. If, you know, anybody watches this, please watch it, for one. Two, wedding gift.
Drone.
Drone, gift, wedding,
parts,
me,
parts
him.
Of drone.
Yes, or yes.
To the fine makers of drone out there.
If you want to sponsor us.
Send us a drone.
Send us a drone. No problem.
Also, I love steak.
No Trump steak, though. Mm. So, okay, you go ahead.
How did you enjoy Canal Days?
I really enjoyed it. We got stopped, like, just when we went for lunch, we got stopped, like, what, 50 times?
Well, at least 50 times, yeah.
Like, we had a lady run at all of us.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Even as we're walking back, arms filled with food, people want our pictures. It's like, we'd love to. You'll have to excuse the food in my hand. Like, I literally posed for a picture with mozzarella bites in my hand. Like, so, whatever. You do it all for cosplay.
Oh.
Broken, sidetracked over a puppy.
Puppy.
So
puppy.
Cute.
Such a tiny puppy.
Okay, we're dead.
We're back. Hi.
Hi, puppy.
Editing. That's great.
Also, I like large screen TVs. To the makers of large screen TVs.
I'm not sponsored yet.
Best Buy.
I love Best Buy.
Love Best Buy.
East Hamilton Radio. For everything you need for your home and car audio needs.
Nice.
We're not editing this at all.
No, sir.
This is YouTube gold.
Hashtag sellouts.
Hashtag constantly selling out, which we're okay with. It's fine.
Yes.
And I love the fact that in the audio, you can't see all the stuff we're doing for the YouTube channel.
As long as it's not, you know, questionable gestures.
No!
Okay.
So, right. You know, like...
They'll still monetize it on YouTube.
Exactly. If you listen to the audio to the podcast and wondering what the heck we're doing, check out the YouTube channel. Come on. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Rocket! I'm kind of like a science project, so, you know.
True. Okay, so it is rocket science.
I see what you did there.
I know, right? It's great. So... Okay, so, just going, now, you made this for today, for the Canal Days.
Yeah,
your Merida cosplay.
Your Merida cosplay from Brave, which is, like, absolutely one of my most favorite characters. I'm sorry, Ariel. I love Ariel, too, okay?
Burn.
But, like, there's just something, like, it's got to be the redhead thing. It's like redheads. Come on. A lot of hair.
Yeah, I hit the thrift store for a dress 2 days before the event.
Oh, my God.
And then I altered, added all the lace, all the white puffing.
Oh,
everything
wow.
That's not green on here, I added.
Oh, that's basically. Fantastic. like that. So you took the sleeves apart.
Yeah,
and added.
Yeah, I was scared. I was scared
my God.
To cut each sleeve apart because I thought, what if I can't get it back together?
Right.
Because that was a whole new, like,
That's a sewing challenge that some of us just don't want to tackle. Yep. Like me, because I can't sew.
I wung it. I was like, okay, this looks kind of ruffled. Yeah, man.
Now, did you make your dress?
No, this is a Disney official dress by Secret Honey in Japan.
Nice.
I paid, with customs fee hitting me, about $600.
Oh, wow. Wow, but it's, it's worth every bit of it.
It looked great,
it's
Ed.
Beautiful. it's just, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I fell in love with it. I was actually talking to Katie about it.
What, 2 weeks before you got the thing?
Yeah.
She's showing me a post on it. She's like, I need this dress. Look how beautiful this is. And, 2 weeks later, she's
I got the dress.
I got it.
I ended up finding it, a few days later.
That's wicked.
God, I found the dress online.
Okay, that's cool. And, of course, now, did you buy most of your costume, or did you make most of it? Or
most of it is made. The head is actually the kid's toy mask. So
right.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I just covered it all in fur, added the back piece, but everything else is pretty much from scratch.
Nice.
That's
awesome.
And I
made it in about a month, working on it about 3 to 4 hours a night.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'm just blown away. Every time, from the first time I saw you in that to now, I'm always, constantly just blown away.
For the orange jumpsuit, I just used, a tank top and a pair of capris that I had and just traced out the pattern using that. I went to night school for fashion design.
Nice.
So I've got some experience under my belt with
that. So now I know who to call if I ever have a sewing snafu.
I was doing costumes and stuff like that way before I even took the course and everything like that. I've been costuming for over 15 years.
Oh, so. Cool.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's fantastic.
You got 5 years up on me.
Yeah,
I do. Heck yeah.
All right. Well, do you have any other questions?
Always.
But
no, I don't have anything right now. I want to say thank you to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming and helping. And
anytime.
I love festivals.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, now, having seen Canal Days for your first time ever, will you come back next year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Because next year, they're celebrating their 40th year of Canal Days, which it made me sad finding that out because it turns out I'm older than Canal Days.
I don't like it. You're older than Canal Days.
Yeah. I love coming to different little festivals and stuff like this. It's something different than, going to a movie or going to a mall or whatever.
Yeah.
It gives me a chance to see what local, items are up for sale, what local businesses have to offer and everything like that.
It's what we do every month for Concession Street.
For Sidewalk Sound.
I love to go to that.
Yeah, that always looks awesome when you
post
your pictures.
That looks fun.
Yeah, it's so much
fun. They do it every month.
Nice.
There's one coming up in August.
Oh, cool.
And their last one is in September,
correct.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
We might have to hit the one in September, then.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, awesome.
It's so much fun. There's all sorts of local musicians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Vendors, food, all sorts of
stuff. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, cool.
We're always right outside Candy Works.
Yep. Yay!
We love candy.
Candy and candy.
That's what we said. I'm always set up right out front. I'm like, what's better? Candy Works.
Like it.
Okay, I want to check this out.
Yes, for sure.
And now we're,
you will never get out of that place once
you won't.
Nice.
You will be addicted. Okay. And just love you.
We're on the way here.
I stopped by to get some bark.
Just
chocolate.
To get chocolate bark.
And I walked in with $50 worth of merchandise.
Yes. You cannot leave this store.
They can have a poster in the store now.
Oh, yeah. They have their own handmade candy floss.
Nice.
But they didn't like the flavors that, they always have, so they've got their own. So
they made their
cherry
own.
Okay, that's cool.
So
she's a chocolatier.
Ooh.
So she handmakes all of her chocolates.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really
okay,
cool.
So check out Candy Works.
Yes.
Candy
nice.
Works. And we're excited that you're going to be in Cambridge.
Yeah.
The Cambridge Comic Arts Festival.
Yes.
I was waiting for the announcement because I got the Hamilton Comic Con one first.
Yeah.
So we're going, so I'm promoting that. And I knew I was in the Cambridge one, but I didn't want to say anything until Alfonso announced it.
Right.
So when he finally announced it, I was like, yes, I can start promoting this now.
This is my third, and it's my favorite show to do every year.
It's a good show.
I never knew about it till Alfonso talked to me about it. He came up to me at Forest City Comic Con last year, and it was like, I want you for my con. And I was like, what? And so then we talked more about it at one of the Geekery events. We talked about it, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm up in the air what I'm wearing still.
Okay.
Because I'm working on a new costume.
Oh.
And I'm probably going to get her done in time.
Yeah. Can you give us a hint, or is it going to be a surprise?
No, it's not really a surprise. I'm posting on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Zaya. She's from League of Legends.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool.
I have light up items.
Neat.
Which I haven't really posted about. I posted like a sneak peek of them.
Nice.
But not them completely done.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's going to be my neat, like, item.
Well, you're going to like it. It's a great show. It's in a great library.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I'm excited.
You should come say hi to us at our table.
We
always come bug you.
That's fine.
But we like it when you come bug us because you're awesome.
We're like your cosplayers.
You pretty much.
Right?
Ooh. Like, yep.
We own cosplayers.
We're your pocket cosplayers.
The official
cosplayers. We like this.
We got the geek.
I like
this. We got the geek cosplayers.
Yay. You ask, we come.
Right on.
Okay, so...
Yeah, cosplay signal.
Huge spotlight, yes.
Oh.
That would be cool. We need to... Thank you, Janet, behind the camera.
We need that badness.
So... We're gonna close it off by saying come check out Cambridge Arts Festival and come check out all of us at Hamilton Comic Con coming up and possibly Fan Expo.
And Candy Works.
And Candy Works in September. And possibly there's something in the works for grand opening of Mostly Comics with new ownership. So we will let all of our people know. And hope to see everybody out and about at all the different cons and everything. Thank you to these three lovely, lovely people right here. And we will see you again in YouTube land.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.